This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm a journalist with words.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's the truth. Look, a lot of people coming down my road, Gu, and I get it. I understand.
Yeah, Zucci man on my side. San Jose Jazz man.
We see things a little bit differently. That's okay.
The 408 saying, Gu, get Evan. Hurts is a star. Steiny chimed in.
Yeah,
what do you got to do to be a star, he said, if you're Jalen Hurts to Evan Giddings.
All right. If they didn't win the Super Bowl last year, is Jalen Hurts a star?
Now, I told you during the break, I love that question. And up until they got that accomplishment, I wouldn't have had him this high. But the fact that they did it and got to the mountaintop, I'm just asking, do you have a problem if they vaulted up my list because of that accomplishment?
No, I don't have a problem with that. But to me, that doesn't change who you are as a quarterback.
Like, Hurts is legit.
No, he's a damn good quarterback. How many stars are in the NFL? I guess would be my follow up question. Again, Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz and Drew Guru Johnson.
Okay.
We're talking about quarterback and head coach combinations. You know, I got Hurts and Sirianni lower than Guru does, and it's because I got him higher than Brock and Shanahan.
Yeah, right.
But to me, there are like four, maybe five stars at the quarterback position. I look at the stars as guys who change games. And Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback. But without everyone else around him, I don't know how good he would be.
And I guess that goes to the Steve Kerr sound, Evan. Like, he's telling you.
I don't think Brock Purdy's a star either.
Okay. But. Right. And it's early in his career, but I get you. But I'm using the line from Dibs. Where do you draw the line in regard to if you don't have the horses, how can you win the race? Kerr's telling you if Steph built this and made me, in a sense. You know, I'd be somewhere else if I didn't have him. So do we look at him as a different coach and say, oh, Mike D'Antoni and Mark Jackson, well, Mark didn't do it, but all these other coaches that didn't win would now, you know, be the head coach of a dynasty here in the Bay if they would have been named head coach? Like, Hurts is a bad boy.
Oh, he is.
He's not Lamar, but I guess I could make a case that he's
better. But Lamar doesn't have a ring. Lamar's never even been to a Super Bowl.
And that's what I'm saying. So I think there's a conversation there. Like, you're electric. Your style is everything. But when push comes to shove and it's postseason, Jalen Hurts has punched the ticket twice in the NFC Championship and then beat, you know, the best quarterback going right now in Patrick Mahomes this last year. Like, I get it.
The Eagles beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, but my boy was throwing touchdowns left and right in that game. They exploded on Kansas City. Yeah, I felt like the offense was a big part, and the defense was there too, but he wasn't just handing it off and Barkley was running 80 yards.
No, and Barkley didn't have a big game,
yeah.
But they ran Barkley on the road to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hurts made a couple plays, but that's all he had to do. Like, that game was over in the first or second quarter.
But what about beating the Rams to get there and you know, those type of things. The Redskins on their way to getting there.
Yeah,
Commanders. Yeah, I'm listening to 4 or 5. But, yeah, you know, doesn't that matter too?
No, it does, and I'm not trying to diminish it, but to me, like a star, that's someone who changes the game for his team. That's why I wouldn't put Brock Purdy in that category. Yeah,
no, that I get, and I totally get. Ken, can I bring you in here? Jalen Hurts, a star, would you sign off, or you still need to see more?
You know, it's funny because I've actually had this debate with one of my friends who is an Eagles fan, and yeah, I don't think he's a star. I think he's surrounded by enough to make him look like a star.
Okay, so with that thought process, Evan, let's say the Niners win it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you already gave me your answer. He's not surrounded by an abundance of super-duper talent. So do we say, oh, Brock, you won the Super Bowl, but you only did it because McCaffrey and IU comes back and he's just a killer. And Kittle, like, how much credit do we give Brock if they happen to win it?
If Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl with this San Francisco 49ers team, I think he will have to be a star. How about that?
I mean, that's how you feel.
Well, but this team has several new starters. I mean, they're the second youngest defense in football. I think like if this team wins a Super Bowl, I will apologize to Brock Purdy from the top of Mount Everest.
And we all, like, Evan, that line would be from here to Union City.
Yes, and then that's kind of my point is, and again,
but it's still, I'm asking you, does it make him a star if he
Brock
were to
Purdy?
Do that? Yes, because he's not one now in your book, in my book, but if he were to win, like, how do we divvy up the, oh, he's a star now? Because that's why I'm saying Jalen Hurts, he's a dual threat quarterback. He can beat you with his legs. He can throw it. And what I love about what he did when I was hating on him is, Evan, he didn't mess it up.
Well, that's kind of the point. All he has to do, and it's easier said than done, but Jalen Hurts, over the course of 60 minutes, has to make less plays for his team than a lot of quarterbacks that I think are better than him. Obviously, Mahomes, he's got to make more plays for his team.
My Lord.
Allen, Lamar, Burrow. I would say even someone like Matt Stafford has to make more plays for his team. This year, Brock Purdy is going to have to make more plays for his team.
No
That's
doubt.
Why I don't think they're going to be as good. You know, you're looking up and down at quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels has to make more plays for his team than Jalen Hurts does. That doesn't mean that he's not good.
Yeah.
It just means that, to Ken's point, there are so many other guys who I would consider. Like, Saquon Barkley was a star last year.
Right, but up until last year, and I love Saquon. Can we just keep it real, Evan? You tell me if I'm wrong. I kind of thought he was just an afterthought, and we saw the best from him.
I mean, Saquon Barkley was responsible for Daniel Jones getting a playoff win on the road.
Yeah, they beat the Vikings, yeah.
Yeah, with the Giants. So, like, Saquon's a bad boy. You know, he was to the Eagles what Christian McCaffrey was in 2022 when he got to the Niners. And, again, I'm not trying to diminish their quarterbacks, but if I'm looking at where I'm ranking a head coach and a quarterback together, I'm sorry. I don't have the Philadelphia Eagles tandem of Sirianni and Hurts in my top 4 or 5.
Yeah. And we got Lo Neal coming up at 12.
It'll yes, we do.
Fun to just ask him.
Yes, we do.
You know,
we do.
Where he's at.
Oh, my goodness. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's just get the super chat out of the way. $9.99. Right. Shout out to Truth.
Oh, wow. It's called payday.
Yeah, it sure is. Obligatory. I called the show for the last 3 years telling them we got to trade Kuminga. Bonte flushed me, made fun of me. Steiny Willard always asked who for who, and now look where we are. Appreciate the donation. You know, yeah.
Where are we?
I don't know where we're at.
Yeah.
We haven't moved a single inch in the last couple of days.
Next question.
But we're talking about, again, how important are players versus their head coaches? When I'm making this list, Goo, sometimes I'm splitting hairs. Sometimes I got to put people ahead.
No, that's why it's fun, man.
So let's go through our top 10.
Okay.
You first.
All right. I got Andy, who's lost a lot of weight. And I'm not built like you, so who am I to say somebody's overweight? I'm not, but I ain't fat. But I got Pat and Andy, Stafford and McVay, Sirianni and Hurts, number 4, Burrow and Zach, number 5, Josh and McDermott, number 6, Lamar Harbaugh, number 7, Goff Campbell, number 8, Colin Purdy. We both agreed. Number 9 was Quinn and Daniels, and number 10 was Harbaugh and Herbert. And that's where I wanted to – you had Herbert and Harbaugh a little high E. Like, I love her. I wish she never would have left. He's a dude. I love him. But I guess what I'm looking at, E, and you kind of hit me with it, but it's not wrong. You say, Goo, your list is just, it consists of accomplishments, because that's why I'm holding out why Harbaugh and Herbert are, they got the potential, but they haven't done anything together. And that's why I didn't have Tomlin and, you know, the first shot with Rodgers.
I mean, to me, but again, I'm looking at both. I'm not just Hurts is a better quarterback than Justin Herbert. I don't think that Nick Sirianni is a better head coach than Jim Harbaugh. So why would I have them together higher than those two guys?
So let me just, on the B side of that. Okay.
I would have Harbaugh and Herbert sixth on my list, and I would have Philly, Sirianni and Hurts just behind them, just in front of Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy.
Okay, I love it. So you just told us all, and I agree with you, how great Harbaugh is and Herbert. But then when we go back to the Hurts Sirianni, you don't think much of Sirianni. So to me, that sounds like you're giving Hurt a brunt of the credit, which I agree with, but yet he's not a star if he's carrying much of the load in that tandem. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but between the two, but again, Hurts is playing with so much talent each year in and year out. That's why I also bring Sirianni down a little bit, because his team is incredible and has been. Even when Hurts didn't have Saquon Barkley, everything around them was geared for them to be a freaking juggernaut.
Well, he's always had receivers.
He's also always had a defense. He's also had a dependable special teams unit. He's also had great coordinators. The one year they didn't have a good OC in DC, they still made the playoffs because their team was stacked. Like, all I'm saying is I'm looking around the last, let's say, 3 years, when, you know, Hurts got to a Super Bowl and then won the Super Bowl last year. The amount of all pros that are on the Philadelphia Eagles lead me to believe that the Eagles are a machine. Mm. And Jalen Hurts is a big part of it, but he's not, to me, the sole reason why they are successful in the way that a lot of other quarterbacks have to be for their teams.
Let me ask you this. If Hurts was the quarterback of the Niners last year, do you think the record's better than 6-11?
I think it's about the same.
Mm.
Maybe a little better, but they ain't making the playoffs. Seriously, is there anybody out here that thinks that if Jalen Hurts quarterbacked the San Francisco 49ers last season, that they make the postseason? That, to me, is what a star can do. And that's why I wouldn't consider him one. And maybe I'm being too difficult on him.
I think you are.
And now the 925 or the Boxer Grissom Worker Injury Attorneys text line is saying Hurts is better than Herbert.
Right,
I mean, seriously, like, what are we doing
if
here?
If I went in a lab to build a quarterback, Herbert, you're number one, bro. But as far as what you've done, and we're waiting because you looked apart and you got the rocket arm, the missile. But, man, Jalen Hurts has been to two Super Bowls, E. And I'm going to be honest, the more I hear you talk and I think about my list, I wonder if I got Kyle and Brock too far down the list, for the simple fact that they've gone to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl and had that lead against the number one guy on both of our list.
And if we're talking pure resume, then yes, you would have them too low, because together they've done more just as far as getting to a Super Bowl than a lot of these guys. But that's the nuance of it. Like, I don't think that Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan together are a better duo than Hurts and Sirianni, Taylor and Burrow. I don't. But the reason why, to me, they're as high as we have them at number 8 in our rankings, it's as much of a compliment to Kyle Shanahan as anything. Because Brock Purdy, I don't think, is a top 8 quarterback. But we have them together at number 8.
Yeah.
And which means the head coach is doing a lot.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, because the Niner roster is, I don't want to say, it's lost a lot. So if somehow, and I'm excited, Evan, and I know you are, but if somehow the Niners go 11-6 and these rookies pan out and this offense doesn't miss a beat and we do this next year, like, it's duly noted that, like, wow, okay, Brock, you upped your game. You know, you upped your game from where we thought you were to this year, where nobody can argue he's going to have to carry much more of the load than he has in years past.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like we're all gonna disagree, and yeah. And I think that that's why a lot of these conversations can be so much fun. But again, you know, I'm hearing Steve Kerr talk about the importance of the player, and I think the 49ers might be one of the few situations in football where I do look at the head coach as you said it earlier, kind of the bigger star, and it's because he's proven that no matter who's been under center, he's been able to get results.
Yeah.
Now he needs a serviceable quarterback. And I think with Brock Purdy, who's a good quarterback, he can take you to the precipice. He can take you to the edge of the promised land. But Kyle Shanahan has done, I would say, since he stepped into the league as head coach of the 49ers, I would argue he's done more with less at the quarterback position than any play caller
in the league. No doubt about it. It's not a mandate that he has a top four quarterback for his team to get to the Super Bowl. And I mean, how many more examples do you need than Garoppolo and Purdy? It's kind of funny, Evan. I know just kind of random, but it is. I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed. I'm not a Dolphin fan. But when McDaniels took over that job, Tua bothers me because I never believed in him. They didn't even make the list, Tua and McDaniels. And I thought McDaniels was the next Kyle or McVay, and Tua, lot of chicken on the bone, but we're not even talking about them.
No, I mean, well, they've had good offenses. They've been able to score points, but the team itself has not been able to either keep its quarterback healthy or produce enough results. You know, to me, they didn't factor into my top 15, to be honest.
Hey, can I chime in real quick?
Sure,
because think about that with Tua and Brian Flores. Nobody thought Tua was the guy. McDaniel comes into Miami and has a Shanahan system.
Yes.
And then in 2023, you had one of the most high-powered offenses. So to Evan's point, you know, the coach in this regard complimented the quarterback, just as Jalen Hurts is complimented by Sirianni and the surrounding cast as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's why someone that I don't have in my top 10, but I definitely put into consideration would be like a Sean Payton and Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix, he's only been in the league for 1 year, but
yeah, I got you.
It's looking like it. And Sean Payton's a great play caller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, to me, are kind of lost in all this. They would come in ninth for me because Matt LaFleur is a damn good play caller, and he's been able to win with two really good quarterbacks, Rodgers and now Love, but he's gotten his guy to the playoffs both years he's been a starter.
Yeah, and that's the one, I don't want to say regret, Evan, that's the one that I'm like, man, did I put Quinn? Like, Dan Quinn's a defensive coach. I'm not hating on him, but Daniels just came out of nowhere, and I believe the fact that he kept plays alive, just a third down machine with his legs, reading the defense. You know, how much of that was Quinn? You know, and his specialty is on the defensive side of the ball. But the more you bring up LaFleur and Love, who almost beat the Niners in that wild card game, didn't, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I think they should replace on my list Daniels and Quinn. But year one between Daniels and Quinn, Evan, you tell me if I'm wrong, it was spectacular, man. I had no idea that Washington could do what they did.
I mean, there's not many rookies who can lead their team to an NFC or championship game in general. You know, the last one I can remember, I think, was Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, good call.
So it's, yeah, but again, Dan Quinn, I don't think is an incredible head coach, but his quarterback is to me borderline top five, top six guy. You know, Jalen Hurts. Special. I'm sorry, I would rather have Jaden Daniels than Jalen Hurts. Give me Jaden Daniels over Brock Purdy, but together. The head coaching combat, like that's where the head coach comes into play. That's where it matters. I don't think that Washington, together with Quinn and Daniels, would be higher than Sirianni and Hurts or Shanahan and Purdy.
Yeah, and I feel like whoever Daniels has, you know, right now, and I got to be careful because C.J. Stroud, Timmy Evan had some regression, but year one was incredible, and I don't feel like, you know, year two was the same. It was different, so I'll be watching him this year. But, man, I believe wherever Daniels would have went, You just can't suffocate talent. You know what I mean? Whoever his coach was, dude seems to be special.
Who?
Daniels.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, Cliff Kingsbury is his OC,
right? Well, there you go.
Doing a pretty good job. From the 650, if players make plays, don't the coaches put you in position to determine the outcome of the game? That's true. And I think what I've always questioned about Kyle Shanahan and some of the players that he's had quarterback for him is how many of those guys can make a play when they're not put in a position to succeed, when they have to operate out of structure. And I think Brock Purdy's the closest person that I've seen being able to do that of all the quarterbacks that Shanahan has had.
Yeah, no doubt. And tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I feel like that part of it, he took a step back last year. Not saying it was all Brock's fault. You know, we were like, why is he running so much and doing that? It was by necessity. So the bounce back or the year that will be for the Niners and Brock and Kyle this year has me excited, Evan, because now he has to. It's just like bench pressing. You go to the gym. Yeah, you got a 45 on. Now you're about to put two 45s on in a quarter. There's more weight, and he's got to push that weight now. And he's getting paid like he's getting paid to do so. Question is, will he be able to do it?
But if his number one receiver is Ricky Pearsall, you know, I have questions. If the guys around him aren't as good, how do I expect Brock Purdy to just suddenly be better?
Well, let's just act like operate from week 6 or 7 whenever Ayuk's back. You got a high price wide receiver right there, you know, with Brandon Ayuk. And I know, like, oh, Gooey ain't going to be the same, but the bottom line is he's getting paid like a top-tier receiver. So my whole point in bringing that up is he's working with something, and he's got one of the best, if not the best, tight end in football.
Well, it's certainly up there. And as far as a pass catcher, Brock Bowers might be better, but I would put Kittle up there as the best overall tight end in the game for sure. You know, So for you, Goo, the Niners, like, they have to make the playoffs this year. That's the way you're looking at it.
See, I'm looking at it. I need to know if the window is still open. And, yes, they have to make the playoffs at minimum for me to believe the window's still open. But if they don't, and I get what happened last year, it started before week one and McCaffrey, but Evan somehow, and by all accounts and everything I'm reading from The Athletic and everything, you know, he's moving fast, he's moving well, McCaffrey. But talk to me when that pounding occurs. But, Evan, if they somehow don't make the playoffs, then I believe – what they created, Lynch and Kyle, needs a soft reset. And it might be a year. It might be 2 years. And I believe they have those afforded to them, those luxuries of not being on the hot seat. But that's why it's imperative to me that the Niners at least show us last year was a fluke and we still got action. And for the first time since 2019, Evan, your boy is up here looking at you like, I don't know what they're going to be. Oh. I just, and that excites me. I'm tingling.
What have I told you that this year would be the soft reset or the transition?
Then I would ask you, do you know what's behind door number 2 going into the year after this one, to where I would ask you what would change for them to get over that hump, or how long do they deal with that, trying to hit that soft reset? Like, when's the cake ready?
I think it could be a year. Mm. You know, I think there are
that would be the goal.
Well, their defense is so young. We don't know anything about these guys. They could be studs. They could be duds.
Have we heard anything real quick about Mykael Williams? And is he?
Well, he's not going to.
Well, not playing tomorrow.
He's not going to play tomorrow. And CJ West also hyperextended his knee yesterday at the joint practice.
Heard that.
So he's going to be out for tomorrow's game against the Raiders. But Mykael Williams is expected to be back next week, and CJ West is expected to miss a week.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the show, E, but you shared with me. You got some thoughts on the joint practices. Dude, I can't wait, Evan. Would you sit that? I'm like, huh.
Well, I'm looking at the rest of the joint practices around the league, and I saw the headline this morning was, you know, Niners avoid violence, or Niners make a point to not fight with Raiders. And I'm thinking, is this football or?
But the other day we were doing a show and you used a word and I loved it. You call it fussle. Oh, it's for Grandy when he reached out to me while I was in the sip. You called it fussle. But I'll just say this real quick, E. Isn't fighting at camp, isn't that fussle?
I mean, I think it's also completely natural.
Well, that I get.
I mean, I got a list of teams here that were throwing bows.
Yeah. I heard Bonte this morning. I went to Joe's and he was going off on just how Evan. We're talking about who won the joint practice, but I'm paraphrasing. He was really irritated now that Evan went 21 or 23, 2 interceptions or 3 touchdowns in practice. But that's where we're at.
Practice stats?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
where we're at.
Well, look, I think the plays that were made are valuable.
I didn't know how I felt about it, but I said he might be right.
Abonte doesn't like stats?
Yeah, in like practice, what are we doing?
Well, what about stats in preseason games? You're playing against ones, you're playing against twos. You know, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, like, people were saying, oh, Trey Lance had a great preseason game. And yeah, he did. But do those stats really matter then?
And to me, no, Evan. And I told you, and Stoney scoffed at me, and I believe you did too. Evan, if I'm... No, and I'm not. If I'm running a team, the way these injuries are happening now to guys that are not even getting hit, I just, like, Brock Purdy wouldn't see one down until week one at Seattle. Because I would feel like our OTAs in training camp, the joint practices, that was your time. You're a pro. You know what it is. But I'll just ask you, E, am I crazy with that assessment? Like, why risk the biscuit?
Well, it sounds like they may tomorrow, but I want to explore why you feel that way on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Talk about what's going on here in the preseason. And again,
get
also
it over
too,
with.
Well, if you feel like Kyle and Brock together are not a top 10 quarterback and head coach duo, please call in and tell me why. Both Guru and I are we've disagreed about a lot this morning, but we're in agreement that they would be the eighth best combination in the NFL heading into 2025. All right, we'll be back after this on 95.7 The Game. Evan and Verstani, Steini and Gu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, back to Steini and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Daryl the Guru Johnson with you here. kicking off a little bit of preseason week two. Niners tomorrow against the Raiders.
Vegas.
Just wrapped up joint practice yesterday. Yeah, we were out in Vegas a couple years ago. That was a lot of fun until Sunday.
Yep. You had a good time.
We all had a good time. Stop.
Enough snitching going on.
We all had a good time. Yeah, but that's...
Evan,
I feel like you guys put your cards on the table yesterday.
I know Steiny has difficulty on Fridays with what's bugging you. But, Evan, I got 12 things that are bugging me, but I can't get to all 12 when Willard and Dibs get here. Can I share with you briefly, you and Ken and the listeners, something that happened last night that
my
wife
does?
My daughter's on her way back to school. She leaves tomorrow at 5 in the morning. We go to our last dinner, last supper. And, Evan, when you go to a restaurant, don't ask the waiter or waitress what's good. Just read it and get what you're craving. My wife does it every time. It stops the order from getting in. Then when she got her order, it wasn't good and returned it. And I tried to be happy because my daughter's like, but just order what you order. He's not a food critic. Come on, Evan. Hey, what do you think is good? Get what you want. And then returned it after the 5 minutes the guy's looking like, lady, I'm not a food critic, but yeah, everything on the menu's good. It's just embarrassing a bit. Then she returned it and got nothing. And I'm like, I bit my tongue, E. Nobody knew, but they knew. They know Pop. But E, come on. Do you do that? Hey, what's good? Come on, E. Go with your gut.
I have one follow-up question. Is your daughter indecisive?
Well, it's my wife.
Oh, is your wife indecisive?
You know what? She is. When it comes to food.
Then I hate to break it to you, but that's a totally fair question.
But to ask the guy for 5 minutes and then return it, I would have lost my job and took off my... Like, anyway, E...
Well, that's
I'm
true.
I'm dealing with it, that's all.
No, it's
embarrassing, too.
I was just going to say, it's a little embarrassing. You ask what's good.
The kids are like, just eat it or just leave it. Don't return it. When I paid the bill, I was kind of happy.
But there has to be something on the menu for
Kenny,
you.
Come on. Are you one of those?
Not with the return part.
Okay, right.
I do ask, hey, what do you enjoy here? I do. I don't think that's an issue. I mean, they tell you the specials for a reason, but... I think it's okay to say, hey, what do you like here? What do you think's good? And then I go with what, if it sounds good to me, then I'll go with it. I may not always go with the recommendation.
Since you're already in the doghouse, I just got asked this too. Did you look at the menu before you went?
No. We have been to this restaurant before. But
wait,
she's
you've
one
been
of,
there before?
Yeah, we've been there before. She's one of those. She's, Evan, whatever she orders, it's not going to be good enough. And, dude, when she told the waiter she wants to return it, he's looking like, you just took 5 minutes of my time, and then you're throwing it right back in my face. No problem. I go, I was embarrassed, E.
Now, did she find something eventually?
No,
she did?
She didn't get anything.
Oh, boy.
Yep. I bit my tongue.
Well, until about 11:20 Pacific Standard Time on a Friday.
All right.
888-957-9570. Can you send something back you asked for? And the waiter recommended. Let's go to Sam in San Leandro. Sam, what's going on? Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great show, fellas. You know, being a waiter for many, many years, and Guru explaining how he would have lost his job that night is hilarious because that could have went a thousand different ways. Like in the movie Crash, when Lorenz Tate and Ludacris are mad and they're walking outside, like, you see that waitress? She's walking by us like, we ain't going to tip. Well, how much, like we black, we ain't going to tip. Well, how much did you tip, man? I didn't tip nothing. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And then you got that racial, it's a whole racial thing going on. It's like undertones, you know, they're like, uh-oh, she's going to complain. She's going to return it. They're going to walk out. And then what happens if you don't comply with her? Now you're racist. Now you got to play. But it's just that way in the restaurant business, man. It's hilarious. My sister is the same way, man. Cry babies at the restaurant. I'll just say, eat your food and be quiet.
Right.
You're going to like it.
Oh, man.
And then you know what? Then you're going to tip the waiter $100 because you're making me look, you're ruining my meal because you're causing me anxiety over my pizza. And that's not good.
Good stuff, man.
Good Lord,
Sam. But back to the Niners.
What do you got?
The Niners. you know, when Kyle Shanahan has Brock Purdy, they can't score in the red zone. So you got a short quarterback and a coach who has problems already scoring in the red zone. And the reason it helps to be a taller quarterback, about 6'5", 6'6", like me, is that you can see over the defense, and you can see the crossing patterns if they're covered or not, and it's much easier. Like Peyton Manning, they couldn't stop him in the red zone. It was touchdown every time. It was like taking candy from a baby. But when you watch the Niners play, you got a small quarterback, like my little brother, who's about 4'2", and he's running around, can't see nothing, getting destroyed, and they never score in the red zone. But it's all good. Next time, Guru, bring me to the restaurant. I'm paying. It's all good. And you guys are the best.
Have Thank you, man.
Show. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, the kids were embarrassed too, Evan. They broke off a little. I'll eat it, Mom. Just don't return it. It got to that point. Ian,
you sure you want to keep going down this road?
Yeah, a lot of people say I'm sleeping in Norm's tonight. Like, I'm just telling you what happened yesterday. That's all, E.
No, you it's all telling love. Everybody what happened.
That's right. She's not listening.
Well. You said that last time, and then she called in.
Shout out, Atco.
Oh, my God. All right, Goo. Well, I hope the next time you go to this restaurant that there's a little more decision-making prior to. You know, there's got to be something for everyone wherever you go out to a meal.
Oh,
take her to the Old Ship next time.
There you go.
You know, the next thing I wanted to talk about in regards to the 49ers is actually, I think it's been kind of evolving the last week or so, maybe the last couple of weeks, and it's something we've kind of brushed under the rug, but when you were out, me and Steiny kind of talked about it, but I'll start here.
All right.
What do you think the difference is between how Juwan Jennings and Brandon Ayuk have handled things in their contract negotiations?
I love this question, and I got a quick answer, and you tell me if it's my answer. Shout out Allen Iverson. Talent. I really believe that's all that's different here. Why is this thing not bigger than it is? I believe it because he's your number three receiver on a good day. Yeah.
I don't know.
It is weird. What would your answer be?
Money. That's the only difference, is that Ayuk was asking for more money than Juwan Jennings is asking for. I would also say publicity matters.
That
or professionalism. Okay. You know, the way that Juwan Jennings has gone about this has been a bit more behind the scenes and kind of tiptoed around the subject.
Mm-hmm.
But
tiptoe, I like that. You're right.
Can we just put the rat on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest
Let's
Control,
do it.
Please? Juwan Jennings is holding in.
And wow.
He's doing the exact same thing. Like, he's doing the exact same thing.
And I understand it.
I 100%. But let's not act like this isn't nothing. You know,
it's major.
It's August 15th, and Juwan Jennings, he's working out on the side, but I don't believe he's going to step on that practice field and risk an injury until he has his new contract extension. Deebo Samuel got his extension on August 1st, right, 2022. Brandon Ayuk got his extension last year on August 29th, or smack dab in the middle. I think the reason why this hasn't gotten more publicity is because Juwan Jennings is, to your point, not as big of a talent as Ayuk was or is. And I think because the Niners got Brock Purdy and George Kittle and Fred Warner done early this offseason, that we're giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Because Bosa's went long.
He signed on September 7th. Okay. I mean,
wow.
It was right before
That's
week
like
one.
Dak damn near. Yeah,
he was still on the field, though, in Pittsburgh. But Juwan Jennings is holding in. I don't know why people are tiptoeing around the subject like he has run his contract.
I love that, E. And tell me if I'm doing too much on a Payday Friday, because I remember sitting in the lab and I saw at the bottom of my screen, the scroll, Juwan Jennings request trade if he doesn't get contract. Then all of a sudden, magically, Evan, that disappeared or it was rescinded. But then I'm looking at how this is playing out and where he's at, and if he's really hurt to where he can't get reps with Purdy, because let's not forget about that, man. This is going to be the biggest for Juwan and Brock. He's more important than he's ever been, but now I'm going back to, like, don't tell me the trade was rescinded or he didn't say that. When you look past that, the bottom line is he's not out there, and now if you're correct, and I believe you are, E., it's about the brand.
And what have I said? Juwan Jennings wants $20 million a year.
You want me to be honest? I feel like if 6-11 was injuries and da da da, and we want the bounce back and goo, the window is still open. What if I told you I feel like the Niners got to break them off that 20? Because, and I love Pearsall and what he could possibly be, but Evan, let's just say you played hardball, shout out MLB, and something happened to Pearsall, a hammy, or he's out, then what do you have?
I would say you still have a subpar receiving core.
Ooh,
with Juwan Jennings. I mean, their wide receivers are not very good. Juwan Jennings, I think, is a solid possession receiver. But if he's your number one, you might be a team that goes 6-11.
What if he's not your number one on this team until Ayuk gets back? Then when you say subpar or average or a little below, then where are they without him?
If you're telling me that Ayuk is going to be back to his 2023 self off an ACL and MCL tear in week 7, then that's one thing. But I think it's probably going to take Ayuk some time to get back to where he was. And even before that, we were having an argument about how great of a receiver he really is.
Mm.
So Juwan Jennings, to me, when they were at their best, he was their third guy. You cannot pay your third receiver $20 million.
Yes, I was just going to – so that's too much. To Barry Sanders.
And I know on this team he has a different role. In fact, he might be the one come opening day if he gets his contract extension done. But that's, to me, why he's doing it. Because he knows that the moment Ayuk comes back – the moment, ideally, Pearsall takes a step, he's back to being a number three. And he wants to cash in right now because this might be his last opportunity to do so.
I'll say this to that, Evan, you ain't telling no lies, but him being a number three almost was getting him Super Bowl MVP had they pulled that off. So, you know, just because you're number three don't mean you can have that game or games. And he was the reason, you know, they won some playoff games getting to the Super Bowl that year. So, just... again, Evan, so if you're telling me, and I can't remember if you had, I'm getting old, D, if preseason kind of matters, it doesn't matter, even for all the people out there that believe that, and I think you shouldn't be out there, the fact that he's not getting reps with Brock Purdy, and we've been hearing about Brock and Pearsall making beautiful music, wouldn't you say their passing game is already behind the eight ball, the fact that Pearsall Brock and Jennings haven't been able to connect or, you know, work on anything?
Well, I'm less worried about the chemistry between Brock and Juwan. I think they've established a pretty good synergy over the
first few years. So nothing to see here in that regard.
Well, you might be behind the eight ball, sure, but to me, it's how good can your offense be if Juwan is your number one? I don't know how good it can be. You know, I don't think that Juwan Jennings is worth as much money as he's been asking for. And to be fair, it's not public, the amount of money. I think people have rumored it to be, you know, 15. Kawakami the other day in the SF Standard said 20 might have been the number. That's why I threw it out there. But to me, the Niners are not in a position where they can just pay Juwan Jennings. In fact, I think they showed you this offseason that though, yes, they retained Purdy, Warner, and Kittle, they were not afraid to say goodbye to players that made too much. You know, the Debos, the Hufangas, the Hargraves, even the Greenlaw.
Man, Evan, I just feel like laws. I just feel like you're so light in that department, and I get and agree with what you're saying about what Jennings is in regard to three. He's definitely not a one. But to keep this ship afloat early until Ayuk comes back, if it's 15, and I know I'm getting a lot of people say, oh, I wouldn't give him 20, that's great. But Evan, if that number's 15, I feel like just for our team and this season, I might have to break him off. If Ayuk does come back, and let's just say he goes back out, then who's the adult in the room when it comes to your receivers?
It's a good question. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is what Juwan Jennings is doing right now any different than what Brandon Ayuk did last offseason? And if so, why? I'm legitimately interested. Let's go to City Boys in San Francisco.
Our man.
What's up, City? How you doing?
Hey, what up, fellas?
What's up, baby?
Happy early birthday, E. Happy early birthday, my brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, you know what? It's a little bit different than the Ayuk thing because I think Juwan knows he has the Niners over a barrel a little bit, and he's trying to take advantage of circumstances. And, you know, that wouldn't sit real well with me if I'm Kyle and John Lynch. That being said, I mean, if he's asking for a bump, he's asking for 10 mil or something. I mean, I'd bump him up a mil or two just to get him in, you know, get him in. But I mean, if he wants 15, if he wants 20. Look, think about the NBA, right? Like, very mediocre players that get minutes on bad teams put up numbers. Somebody's got to put up numbers on bad teams. And that was Juwan last year. You know, the Niners were a bad team. And he was getting reps that he doesn't usually get. He took advantage of them. He played well. But, I mean, let's be honest. No defenses are scheming for Juwan. Not really, you know. I mean, he was a beneficiary of a lot of injuries. You know, we had no running game last year. Didn't every running back on the squad get injured last year? Like, five dudes went down or something? I mean, it was running back after running back were gone. So, I mean, you know, I would just, you know, if I'm the Niners, I would just tell Juwan, like, look, like, it's no offense to him. It's like, look, you're our number three receiver, you know, possibly even number four with this guy from Ole Miss that looks pretty good. I mean, you know, Juwan's a possession guy. He's a great third down receiver. He's got great hands. He's got size. I mean, there's things to like about him, but I don't think it's real insulting if you're like, look, we view you as an $8 to $10 million guy. You know, you're going to get on the field, but you're not a featured wide receiver. And if you don't like that role, you know, you can leave, basically. Mm. I mean, and, it, you know, and it's not even a diss to him. It's just, it kind of is what it is. And if he's trying to just take advantage of the situation because we're thin at the position right now, you can't run an organization like that. You can't worry about that. You have to, you know, you have to look long term. You can't, you know, I thought they folded to Ayuk last year. I mean, Ayuk is a little bit like that, right? He was kind of a default number one. I don't think he was ever as good as, what is he, second team All-Pro or something? I mean, he's not that guy. I mean, he's good, though. He's a good receiver. But, I mean, there's probably 25 receivers in the league that are as good as Ayuk if they got that, you know, if they played in this system and were the number one wide receiver. So, you know, like, I thought he should have gotten 22 mil, 24 mil, you know. And, I mean, when they offered him 26 to start with, I thought that was a very fair offer. And he turned it down. I was incredulous. I thought they should have just told him, hey, you know, well, that's the offer, you know. But anyway, yeah, that's my thoughts. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Man, I love it, City Boy. Before you go, can I hit you with this? You got the Niners make – okay. I was going to say, like, Evan, okay. And Steiny's not here, and because he's not here, I'll bring up what he loves. The birth certificate. He's 28 years old. How much of that, if you're the Niners, are like, dude, we can't give you that.
28?
28 years old, yeah.
And we can't give you what?
The 20 or 15.
Oh, I got you. No, I think, look, I'm kind of a City Boy. I think that Juwan Jennings is smart for trying to what he can from the 49ers right now. Because, again, at full strength, or in a winning situation, Juwan Jennings is not a $20 million receiver. But he might be worth that to them this year. So that's what he's trying to extract out of them.
Man.
That's why if I'm the Niners, I'm sorry, you're not getting that contract.
Man,
you signed one, I believe, the year before last.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's coming to an end, but we can renegotiate this upcoming offseason.
When I'm 1 year older, one from 30 then.
And when we figure out where our team's going. You know, I don't want to have Juwan Jennings on the books if this team is not looking like it's going to be very good.
Wow, Evan.
And if it is good,
man,
the odds are that he's probably not your best wide receiver, which in that case, I can't pay him that much. You know, he's trying to do what Brandon Ayuk did last offseason. And I think he's going about it in a far more professional manner because he hasn't so far. He said he would, but he hasn't so far requested a trade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The publicity stunts of washing IGs and Twitters, that hasn't happened. He's still been at camp, and he's been at practice, and he's even been working off on the side, according to some at the end of this week. He was in Las Vegas for the joint practice. I'm sure he'll be on the sideline tomorrow. So he's going about it in a more professional manner. But it doesn't change the fact that Juwan Jennings is trying to get his. And the 49ers are not in a position, I believe, where they can just give him what he wants.
Man, I'll say this to all that, and I agree, because you kind of said exactly how I feel. But, Evan, I'm on the other side. If you're telling me week one with no Ayuk, and we've seen guys just get injured, not even getting tackled with this team, and I know it's football, injuries happen, and you're in Seattle – Brock Purdy under center, and there's no Juwan Jennings. I really think that tilts who I would pick to win the game. And I get what you're saying, and the people out there, like, he's not a number one. But the reality is, and they're right on the table for the fourth time this morning on payday, shout out Adco Pest Control, is up until Ayuk comes back, he is your number one.
Juwan Jennings.
Yes, sir.
I would say George Kittle's your number one. I understand what you're saying.
Like, okay, be careful what you wish for. And I get what you're saying. Oh, Gooey's a three, and he almost was Super Bowl MVP. If this thing is not over in the red and gold here in the Bay, Juwan Jennings some way, somehow has to be out there, and he has to be happy. And if you feel like, Evan, and I'll ask you, do you feel like they're good enough not to miss his services if somehow this thing got funky to where he's not out there? I think you're not as good of a football team as you would be if 15 was out there.
You're not, but we also learned last year that paying Brandon Ayuk, at least as it stands right now, was a mistake.
And you think lynching, like, and the only you almost reason, feel like that's not Bowden. Like, sorry, Juwan, that thing blew up or was bad. There's regret. That's why we're where we're at with you? Or is there any pressure on Lynch and Kyle to get this done as soon as possible? This just hits different than all the other examples you gave because they're light in this area. Debo's in Washington.
They are.
You know, Ayuk's hurt, and I just like, okay, and prove me wrong. Other youngsters step up, but boy, I feel like he's got enough leverage. Again, if it's 20, the Barry Sanders, he may not get it, Evan, but if it's something like the Jeff Hostetler, you know, 15, I think they got a cave.
They caved to Ayuk. They caved to Bosa. They caved to Debo. They've caved to all these players. But that's because they were in a window where they thought they could compete for a Super Bowl. Now, you and I are on the same page. I don't think that they're in a Super Bowl window. Dibs and Willard may disagree with this, and we'll talk about it in the crossover. But if you're not in a Super Bowl window, I'm not just handing out contracts unless you are what your paycheck says you are. And that's where we're going to find out about Brock Purdy. But I know that George Kittle is the best tight end in football. I believe he is.
I'm with you.
I believe, and I think most people would agree, Fred Warner is the best middle linebacker in football. So yeah, I'm paying those guys. I'm extending them. I'm giving them massive contracts. Juwan Jennings, I can make the argument the only reason that he was the number one guy last year and put up the numbers that he did is because we couldn't run the ball and they had to throw it. With Christian McCaffrey back this year, your wide receivers might have an easier time getting open because all eyes are going to be on number 23 in the backfield.
Now, I know Shasky was at practice and, you know, we love Joe, but if he's right saying that Pearsall has difficulty against man coverage and you don't have a Jennings out there, and let's say Shasky's right and he has a problem with that moving forward, and you kind of put it – Evan, you talked about Brock Purdy. I gave you the bad example or analogy of lifting weights because he's got to carry more of a load. You don't think Brock not having Jennings out there is going to impact what he looks like and how that offense moves when they have to throw? I do.
I think it does. Yeah. We got to hit a break here, though. Again, I don't think there's a difference right now outside of the maybe professionalism, the publicity, in regards to what Juwan Jennings is trying to do to the 49ers and what Brandon Ayuk did last offseason. They're trying to get paid. I understand it. But you got to call like it is. Juwan Jennings is holding in. I haven't heard anybody talk about it much. It's August 14th, and this guy does not have a contract, and he wants one. Mm. And as you put, Goo, he's their number one receiver. So what do you do about it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.